How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
A Tale of Two Hygienists presents this week's tipisode, quick and easy tips to keep you up to date and presented by the experts in the profession. Now, get ready for your unofficial tipisode.
Hello, this is Clara, student RDH Dental Hygiene Exam Prep Solution and Dental Toaster C courses online. So today, I want just to quickly go over the active ingredients of our toothpaste, because we are responsible for the patient's oral home care and that involves toothpaste. So there are many different active ingredients out there, and I just want to make sure that we can understand what they're used for and what their dosage is. So active ingredients, let's start with the definition, is that ingredient that is going to cause a therapeutic effect, okay? Active ingredients versus inactive ingredients. The inactive ingredients include the chemicals that are going to help with foaming, because actual foam by itself is not really helpful, but the patient feels better when there is foam. They feel like they've done a good job cleaning. So that's why they actually added foam historically. But there's the foaming agent, the coloring agent, the silica that helps with just cleaning the surfaces so it's a little smoother and removes stains. So those things are inactive ingredients. But the active ingredients are things like sodium fluoride, stannous fluoride, peroxide, potassium nitrate. So let's look at the active ingredients, the main ones together. So sodium fluoride, first of all, I remember when I was taking my board examination and it asked sometimes, what is the percentage of sodium fluoride? A normal sodium fluoride, not the prescribed one. Or they can ask, okay, you're in a community oral health setting and you are prescribing sodium fluoride. What is the concentration you need? So let's just remember it together. Sodium fluoride is kind of considered the gold standard, right? In many toothpastes, you are more likely to see sodium fluoride. So when I think about gold, I think of, well, 14 carats, not bad, not bad. But if we want to go higher, we have 24 carat, right? So 24 carat, very easy. I take that number and I put a zero in front of it. I said 0.24%. That is my sodium fluoride concentration. That is normal that you can buy over the counter, okay? So sodium fluoride gold standard, 0.24%. Now, as a clinician, you can prescribe that for your patient, right? So this is what you're going to say to your patient. I'm going to prescribe you. So to prescribe. Now I'm going to count those letters. T-O-P-R-E-S-C-R-I-B-E. Together, that makes 11 letters. The reason why I made you count the letters is because I want to go to 11. 11 gives me 1.1%. So when you're prescribing it, you are giving them a 1.1%. Of course, there are many other concentrations, but the main ones, again, we're talking about is 1.1% for prescription. Do you understand now sodium fluoride? I just wanted to understand those numbers a little better. Now we have stannous fluoride. Stannous fluoride is a different kind. And the benefit of stannous fluoride is helping with prevention, obviously. And this is how I'm going to remember. Stannous fluoride, I take the SF. So SF stands for San Francisco, right? San Francisco. And I'm thinking, I'm driving from LA to San Francisco. And I think it's about a 5-hour drive. I've never done that drive, but I'm just imagining in my head. So this is all about wake up memory technique. You don't have to be there, actually. You're just tickling your brain so that you make this movie in your head and you never forget. Because if you think about it, if you see something on Netflix, you are not really going to be bored. You're going to like it. You want to watch more. So any information we have in our head that we see, if we transfer to something that is related to a story and that has a meaning to you personally, then you're more likely to remember. So let's go back to Student Fluoride SF. I said I'm going to drive to LA. Now I'm driving and I need my GPS, right? Because I don't know where I'm going. So GPS, that stands for, well, obviously that stands for GPS. But in dentistry, I don't know, I'm going to think G for gingivitis, P for plaque, S for sensitivity. So stannous fluoride is good for gingivitis, plaque, and sensitivity. All right, so that's where I wanted to get to. When you see sodium fluoride toothpaste, you know it is good for those three conditions, and you can help your patient better to recommend such toothpaste because it has some ingredients that are beneficial in case, let's say, they have a lot of sensitivity or they have gingivitis. The next active ingredient we're going to see is triclosan. So triclosan is antimicrobial. And it is used not just in toothpaste, but also in many different household items, such as garbage bags, because, again, of the antimicrobial quality of it. Now, triclosan in its 0.3% concentration, this one is very easy, right? If you just pay a little attention to it, if you just see the word triclosan in your mind, you see tri, which means three, right? And triad, you know, that means three. A triangle means three corners. So tri is 0.3%. Then there's peroxide. Peroxide, I think we all know that because there's carbamide and hydrogen peroxide that helps with whitening. Okay, so here, I mean, in wake up memory technique, I thought about how am I going to remember this just in case peroxide doesn't resonate with me. I think by now we would be used to the idea of peroxide and whitening. But if I were very, very brand new, I look at the word and I see oxide, or I can see pierogi. I know. Do you know what pierogi means? It's I think the Polish dumplings. So I know pierogi has nothing to do with peroxide in dentistry. I'm just imagining to be white. Usually it has some sort of a yellow tint to it, but I imagine this being snow white is just so white. And once you just have this picture in your head, then you can relate it to whitening. So the whole concept of wake up memory technique is not to be as accurate or real life as possible. You are just imagining things in your head, just like the Lord of the Rings, Alice in Wonderland. What else? What show did you also enjoy that was just kind of a fantasy? Because our mind likes it. It doesn't want to be in just everything reality mode. So if you give it a little bit of fun, then your brain is going to like it. Two more active ingredients. One is called casein phosphopeptide. So CPP, such as the MI paste. Now you use it to rebuild the enamel, to remineralize, and to also absorb calcium. Now, when I see this word, I have to think a little bit because this is, you know, a fairly complicated word. But all I do is just take the case, casein, C-A-S-I-E, so C-A-S-E-I-N. When I think about case, you know, I think about the case that I have for my loops. I protect my loops, right? So case give me a protector. So I'm thinking I am protecting my tooth by remineralizing it, by helping it absorb calcium, and by rebuilding the enamel. But here, CA also. CA stands for calcium. If you take your chemistry course, CA stands for calcium, right? And casein, it already has a clue in it that this is about calcium. And you take that out and you know that this is going to help you absorb calcium. All right, so we went a long route to really understand caspian fluff, so peptide, but once you have those tricks about the case, it's going to protect it, and you also have calcium, well, you're not going to forget it ever again in your life. The last active ingredient we have is called potassium nitrate. Now, potassium nitrate is used for hypersensitivity. It desensitizes the nerve, actually. So potassium nitrate, you can recommend for those patients who complain about sensitivity. And in fact, I use it as well once a while, especially when I do whitening. I know I need it. So potassium nitrate, how are we going to remember it though? This is what I would like to do. It's PN, right? You just take the first letters and it says PN. So PN in the middle, I put an A and an I. So that gives me pain, right? So potassium is used for pain, pain on the tooth. So again, pain gives you potassium nitrate. So I hope you understand a little bit better the active ingredients. You memorize them once and for all. We look together sodium fluoride, stannous fluoride, remember SF, which is gives you GPS. GPS stands for gingivitis, plaque, and sensitivity. We looked at triclosan, which is an antimicrobial. Sorry, I have such a hard time pronouncing this word. And 0.3% because of the tri, T-R-I. Then there's peroxide. I showed you the image of this white pierogi. It's all about whitening, casein phosphopeptide, CPP, case, you know, it protects the tooth. And also CA, calcium, is going to help absorb the calcium, which is going to help with remineralization. And last one is potassium nitrate, because you got the P and the N, you put an A and an I, and you got pain. It's good for painful teeth. So this was clear at Student RDH and also Dental Toaster CE courses. And if you want to learn more about memory techniques, not just memory techniques, though, actually brain, how the brain functions and why we lost our brain and how we can just be more efficient in everything we do, I invite you to go to wakeupmemory.com, and over there you can sign up for the newsletter. It's completely free. I just share as much as I can about the science of the brain so you can help yourself, but also if you have children in the house, this is going to really help them empower their brain, because nowadays with all this technology, we are heavily relying on other things, not just our own body and amazing brain. All right, thank you and have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed this week's tipisode. Be sure to reach out to our guest experts and let them know how helpful their tips were. Follow A Tale of Two Hygienists on Facebook, Instagram, and head over to ataleoftwohygienists.com and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also email us at ataleoftwohygienists@gmail.com and keep listening for more awesome content from your unofficial dental hygiene podcast.